Stars swoop down from the sky, then skim across the surface of a lake before forming a halo above a snow-capped mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company. High up in the night sky above the clouds, a boy is perched on the crescent moon of the DreamWorks logo, dangling a fishing rod over the end. A blue cartoon tube drops down and sucks him up, then replaces him with a small purple alien. A spherical blue spaceship flies around the moon.
Today is best day ever. Moving day. For who? Answer, the Boov. Who are the Boov? Answer, best species ever at running away.
All Boov settlers, please report to your assigned transport. You are allowed one carry-on.
Sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me, friend.
Boov, not friend.
Who am I?
Oops.
I am O. I have been given this name by my many, many friends. Good morning.
Oh.
Hi, guys.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
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 I am very excited to make a new fresh start. We are all moving to best planet ever for to hiding. Our new home.
Thousands of Boov, small purple aliens with squarish heads who can change colour, look up at planet Earth. A platform rises in front of them.
Captain Smek!
My fellow Boov!
Why, has saved us again!
Ow!
Good lord!
No!
Up a bit!
Perfect! Walk away!
My fellow... Boov.
The platform keeps moving.
Good news! Thanks to my leadership skills, cowering, running, and pulling a skedaddle, we are safe from our enemy, the Gorg.
A large, spiky alien.
Ooh, nasty! Give Daddy some sugar!
Captain Smek has saved us again!
We are now arrived at the best hiding place yet in the Milky Way.
And the Gorg are lactose intolerant.
Oh, genius! They will never find us here.
Thank you!
Best of yet, this planet is full of great stuff. Look at these delicious fruits!
He eats an American football.
That makes me feel so good.
What fun at a party!
Boov, do not party.
Also, this planet is inhabited, but do not worry. The native savages are simple and backwards.
A baby.
Oh, they are so ugly. They are cute.
Everything you need to know about them can be found in these comprehensive pamphlets.
They are lucky the Boov have come.
All right, Boov, invade on three. 1, 2, 3.
Captain Smek appears on the advertising screens in New York and in floating discs around the world.
Rejoice, humans people, the Boov are arrived. Now we are turning off your gravity temporarily so as to make your mandatory relocation easier and more fun. So, what is up? You are...
People on Earth start floating up into the air. Big orange bubbles land on buildings and make holes in them. A family sucked up by a blue tube, then a gondolier in Venice, and footballers in Rio.
You'll never catch me!
A ball pit.
Enjoy you the frozen sweetened bovine secretion as we take this short flight to Happy Humans Town.
See-through spheres fly the humans round the world. Houses and palm trees are dropped on an island, with a sign saying, Captain Smek's Happy Humans Town. The spheres fly over it, and the tubes drop people off outside houses. A huge fun park.
Ta-da! Humans persons are happiness and joy forever in Happy Humans Town.
Welcome to your new home.
What? No!
New home?
And rest of planet is for Boov. Win-win.
The Boov land on Earth.
Welcome, Boov settlers. All humans have been relocated. Your homes are now ready.
Thanking you!
O looks around.
This planet may be a bit of a fixing-it-upper, but that is okay. Boov are best at deciding what is useful and what is not.
Ooh.
Step aside, cleanup crew.
Useless.
All the bikes float up into the air, along with the cars and toilets.
Today, I start a new life, with new friends, in a new home.
Residents may now enter Sector 179.
That is me! And that is why today is best day ever.
Colorful round blocks plug up the holes in buildings. Boov spheres float above the city. Home.
So turn it up now!
Lift doors open, and O gets out along with several other Boov.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Boov do not have neighbors.
Oh, well, that is owing to the size and topography of our former planet.
Hey! Can I borrow a cup of sugar?
But now, our closer proximity can lead to friendship. Ugh. You are all invited to my warming of house party. Say, 5 o'clock?
Sure.
Yes!
O puts a welcome fellow Boov banner on his wall. He inflates yellow washing up gloves and throws toilet roll everywhere. He brushes his teeth with the toilet brush and rinses it in the bowl. He cooks the cookbook. At 5 o'clock, O stands waiting at the door with the burnt pages of the book in a bowl on a tray. Night falls. Outside, one of the clear-up orbs drifts along, pulling rubbish bins up off the street. One rises up, revealing a tortoiseshell cat under it, eating ice cream from a discarded tub. The cat runs off. It jumps across some junction boxes on a wall, then along a drainpipe. It goes through a hole into a dark apartment, where obstacles have been strung up all over the place, and into a gloomy room. A single lamp shines under a pink sheet, where a child's camp has been made.
Hey, Pig! Be careful up there!
I'm sorry, Pig. Mom's not here. It's just a video.
The cat, Pig, and the girl, about 12 years old, watch a video on a laptop of a woman slipping in the snow.
I don't know anything about snow. Oh, we're from Barbados. We don't have snow.
The girl's in the video as well.
Are you okay? I'm
The girl and Pig the cat look up in alarm as the room shakes. She quickly unplugs the laptop and peers out. A pale blue light shines through the shutters and she runs over to them. She looks down at the Boov in the streets.
Sector 195 is ready for occupation.
We can't wait for Mom, Pig. We gotta go.
Right now!
She picks up a flowery rucksack, then grabs a jacket and some tape, a ukulele, shoes, a phone and some car keys, and climbs out onto the fire escape. The girl looks back into the apartment at a picture of her and her mum, with the words, "In our new home." She spots an unwrapped present labelled "To Mum from Tip." Then a shadow moves under the door and a Boov comes in.
Oh no!
The Boov walks into a piece of string which sets off a camera flash. Then he steps on a dance mat.
Prepare for your dance attack!
Tip grabs the present while her security contraptions go off. A clockwork fairy flies into a bucket. Swinging sponges wipe glue on the Boov, then glitter pours over him. Tip laughs and climbs down the ladder with Pig in her rucksack. She uncovers a car and gets in.
Okay, let's go find Mom.
With the present on the passenger seat, Tip starts the engine and Bunny hops away. O is still waiting in his apartment with the tray. The welcome banner falls down behind him. He looks at the clock, which says 10 to 7. Two Boov walk down the hall and stop in alarm when they spot party signs outside O's door. They back away. Then the lift doors open and another Boov steps out.
Huh?
Neighbors! Hello!
They run.
Please come in and...
O looks in an apartment.
Hello?
It's empty.
Hello?
As O walks around the room, lines of Boov hiding behind two chairs move as well, so that he doesn't spot them. O sighs sadly. Later, O sits on the ledge outside his window looking out at the city. He snaps a CD in half and eats it. Boov's spheres move quietly through the sky, and O sighs sadly again. He looks down into the street, where a Boov is directing all the swarming pedestrians.
Kyle!
O goes to him.
Hello, friend Kyle.
Oh, I am not your friend.
Of course you are. We have had many enjoyable talks.
No, we talk only because I'm not allowed to move.
You are always saying the funny things. Perhaps you can say them at my warming up house party tonight.
I will not. Parties are useless and take up valuable Boov time.
Well, since you are at your busyness, I shall send an evite to you so you can join later during your leisure minute.
Please do not send. I enjoy my leisure minute.
Ba-da!
I do not want...
I have sent directions to my living space.
Oh.
Ba-da! I have sent directions to my living space.
You sent directions to everyone?
What? It is not my fault. Why 4 put send button right next to send all? This is just bad design.
Your invite has been sent to entire galaxy!
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right! Our enemy, the Gorg, will receive it and can use directions 4 to find us!
The Gorg!
The Boov run round screaming, panicking, and crashing into each other. O's invite will reach the Gorg in 40 hours.
No, please. I did not mean to. I am sorry.
You are arresting!
No, I was just trying to invite you to my...
O flies away in a bubble.
Security has been compromised! Arrest that Boov!
Autopilot, I need help.
Help is available in Paris, at Boov headquarters.
No, Autopilot, any place but Paris! You must take me to a place with no Boovs.
The only remaining spot on planet with no Boov is Antarctica.
Group hug! Yes! Antarctica is perfect! Take me there now!
I am sorry. You are fugitive Boov. Initiating self-destruct.
No! Do not initiate! I am not a fugitive!
The bubble self-destructs and O falls onto the road. He keeps running as Boov fly over the city in bubbles looking for him. O goes into a lamp shop and accidentally steps on the switches, turning them all on. Tip drives past and stares at his huge shadow on the opposite wall. She accelerates away and O comes out of the shop. He holds a dustbin lid over his head to hide from a clear-up orb, but has to let go when it's lifted up into the air. Tip stops her car, scared by all the flying Boov bubbles. She spots a small grocery store and drives over to it. Tip grabs Pig and her bag and runs in through the front entrance, while O runs in through the back door. They both stop and catch their breath. They're unaware of each other's presence. Tip creeps over to the big front window to look out at the flying bubbles and searchlights. O steps back against an iced drink machine, which makes his whole body vibrate. He turns and smiles at it. Tip and O stand on different sides of a shelf. Tip picks up a soda drink, and O picks up a bottle of oil. They both drink and burp. They put the bottles back and search the shelves. Pig peers down the aisle and spots O, then decides to follow him. Tip watches the cat slink away and goes after it. As she walks round the corner, she comes face to face with O. Tip pushes him into a freezer cabinet and locks it with a broom handle.
Gotcha! 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 Gotcha!
Ooh. What for are you did this?
I am Boov, beloved by all humans.
I know what you are.
Oh, excellent. Can I come into the out now?
No, you cannot come into the out now. You can never come into the out ever again.
But I can. You are just having to take away the piece of wood.
Then I will I will shoot forth the lasers from my eyeballs.
You can do that?
Yes.
Well, if you shoot your eye lasers, then I'll have no choice but to explode your head.
You humans cannot do explode.
We can too. We just don't much. It's considered rude.
Then I'm granting you a truce. You are not to exploding heads, and I will not do my devastating eye lasers.
Okay, truce.
So can I come into the out now?
No. This is what you get for stealing planets and abducting people.
Oh, you are thinking a mistake. Boov do not steal and abduct. No, Boov liberate and befriend.
A flashback.
Guess who made this one?
This is so beautiful.
They float.
Mom! Tip! What's happening?
I don't know, honey. Tip! It'll be okay.
Pigs on Tip's head.
Life form detected, not human. Move along.
Enjoy you, the frozen sweet.
Tip and Pig are released, but her mum's gone.
Mom!
In the store.
It's all your fault. You stole my mom. Smell you later, Boov.
Wait! Smell me now! I came to fixing your car! I seen you has broken it.
I didn't break it. I'm a very good driver. It's supposed to leak like that.
Tip goes out to her car, which has black smoke pouring out of it. O slumps, looking upset. He smiles again when Tip comes back in.
Can I come into the out now?
I know the fugitive Boov has made yet another in a series of horrible, yet unintentionally humorous mistakes. But let me reassure you, the signal he broadcast is being handled.
We are definitely not doomed.
And we're out.
We are doomed! The Gorg are going to find us again! The maniac Boov has ruined everything!
This is bad.
38 hours remain.
And I really love this planet. Look at all the great stuff they've got. Like this, a headband. And for evening wear, you slide it down. You got a beautiful spare tire. I love it.
Ooh, very nice.
Who would want to leave this behind? I have got to fix this. I know. Summon the big brain Boovs, the smarty pants of all smarty panty booviness. Gentle Boov, I want ideas.
We could create an alternate reality with no Gorg in it, then go live there.
Yes! I love it! How long would that take?
Oh, based on our current technology? 1.7 million years.
That's a lot of years, Tony. Moving on!
We could lay on the ground.
Yeah.
And make the Gorg think we are dead.
Next!
Ooh, ooh, ooh! What if we logged into the Fugitive Boov email and canceled his invite so it's...
Shush! Or we could log into the Fugitive Boov's email and cancel his invitation
and, what was that?
So the Gorg never receive it?
So the Gorg never receive it! Now type in the password and cancel that message. It was a good idea of me to make all passwords password. It's so easy to remember.
It did not work! His password is... unique! No!
Unique? Boov or not? Unique? Fetch me my inhaler.
Smek puts it in his mouth and inflates, then deflates again.
Boy, that works.
His mistaking is leading the Gorg right to us. Show me his invite.
You are all invited to a party. Just head to the Milky Way. Turn right at the Big Dipper. Third planet from the sun. Look for my balloons.
Hurry!
Come if you'd like to have fun. My best friend Kyle will be there.
Hi, Kyle.
Come party.
Kyle!
He is not my friend.
The internet does not lie. You know him. You can find him. I am putting you in charge.
But, Captain, it is not my job. I am only a mid-level traffic boof.
I admire your cowardice, officer.
Thank you.
But I want every boof cop on planet Smekland searching this city. We need his password, or we will all be destroyed by the Gorg. Find him. That boof has made his final mistake.
Ta-da!
Ah! Oh, you were supposed to... Fix it! What is this?
I calls it slushiest.
Ooze used the ice drink machine to power Tip's car. Pipes with different colored drinks flowing through them run from the machine to a dustbin strapped to the side of the car. Multicolored bubbles come out of nozzles. In the engine, a row of lighters heat the bubbles and receipt rolls are churned out.
Slushiest?
It makes excellent fuel and comes in fun to say flavors. Grape Escape. Tangerine Twist. Bust a lime!
Mom's gonna kill me.
Now I am prepared to accept one of your traditional gestures of human gratitude.
Actually, our tradition is to punch you in the nose. Hold still.
No! Your gratitude is implied. You can drive first, then I can... Oh.
You're not coming. I'm trying to hide from the boob. I'm not bringing one with me. You'll just turn me in.
No! I just need to ride. I have official boob business out of in town.
Me too.
But I fixes your car.
So, I let you out of the freezer. We're even.
Tip starts the engine and the car lights up. It lifts up off the ground with bubbles blowing out of it. O hangs on to the open window.
Do to my car?
What do you mean? It should hover much better now.
It's a car. It didn't hover at all before. How do you stop this thing?
She spins the car and smashes a shop window. Tip reverses into a bin and knocks O off.
Oops, I have apparently reversing the proceed and anti-proceed controls.
Yeah, I noticed. Stop this goal. Goal is stuck.
Wait! Why for you do this? Boobs and humans are friends.
We're not friends. You kidnapped my mom.
O runs after her.
Who is my mom?
No, my mom.
What did I say?
He runs into a mailbox.
I knows how to find her.
How?
That information is at Boob Central Command. At the Great Antenna.
What?
In Paris. Now let me to inside.
Paris. Then promise.
What?
Promise you'll help me find her, or I'm leaving your boob butt.
I promise. But if you do not wish to be capturing, it must be now.
The boob are behind a building.
Fine. Get in.
Tip accelerates away as the boob bubbles come over a building and into their road. O presses a button and puts the car into turbo mode, with pink and green smoke coming out of the exhaust. They escape the boob and fly away from the city.
Wee wee pig! Paris, here we come! We're gonna find out where they put Mom!
Tip looks out of the window as they fly over the outer suburbs. She starts to playfully swing the slushiest car from side to side, then turns it upside down in a full roll. O looks at her and smiles.
Okay. I shall set the GPS to take us straight to the Paris.
Destination entered, Antarctica.
Oh. Hey, what are you doing?
How did that happen?
Keep your boof paws off my car!
A tray of cooked hot dogs pops out.
Your vehicle is infested.
It's not infested. He's my pet. His name is Pig. Don't touch him.
Now he is vibrating. Is he going to explode?
No, he's just purring.
Why do you have this thing? Is it useful? Does it give meat or milk?
What? Ew, no. You just have pets for fun and companionship.
You has me for companion on the ship.
Yeah, well, Pig is better.
If Cat is Pig, what is your name?
Tip puts her green hood up. O slides his seat right forward and smiles at her, with Pig sitting on his flat head.
Gratuity Tucci, but my friends call me Tip.
Tip?
I said my friends.
But we are friends. All humans in Boov. Captain Smek has decided.
Captain Smek is an idiot.
Untrue.
Captain Smek is genius and best at running away. Have you not heard the legend of the Shusher? Long ago, our enemy, the Gorg, invited the Boov to a peace meeting.
Ice in a jug of water moves.
But Smek wisely fled in terror, and he took a great trophy, the Shusher.
Run away!
Why is it called the Shusher?
Shush!
Whatever.
Back in the city, Kyle walks through the store and treads in the spilt iced drink from the missing machine. Realizing something must have happened there, he goes outside and gets footage from a CCTV camera. It shows O flying away in the car. In space, bubbles with O's face behind bars are expelled from Boov's spheres. In the car, O repeatedly takes lottery tickets from a machine, scratches them and throws them away. They fly past the Statue of Liberty with Smek's face on it.
Seriously? You guys had to ruin the Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Smek.
You will not get away with this.
Boov Patrol! They are looking for you!
Oh no.
Tip parks the car on the statue's armpit as Boov bubbles fly past. Later, O's sitting in the back looking bored when they fly through all the bubbles with his face behind bars.
Oh no!
What's that?
O reflects light in her eyes.
Hey! Don't distract the driver!
O relaxes again. Kyle flies up to the Statue of Liberty and licks her armpit.
Ha! Busta Lime!
Busta Lime!
Boov bubbles fly over a petrol station in the countryside. Tip has parked the car so it hangs upside down from the garage roof. O and Pig fall out of their seats, while Tip remains strapped in. When the bubbles have gone, she moves the car and parks properly on the ground.
Okay, pee break.
Ooh, I too has to break pee. Or as you calls it, the number one. We also has the number two.
Okay.
And the number three.
Okay.
It is a good thing I does not have to go the number three. It would not be safe for you.
Ugh.
We only do it once a year. I would not call it a holiday, but you dudes need to take the day off.
That's enough. Whoa, you can't come in here. This is the girls' room.
Boov goes into the men's toilet, counting on his fingers. He stops and looks at the urinal.
Do not eat the blue mints! Thankfully, there is a large bowl of lemonade. Do not drink the lemonade!
Got in a second, we're going to Paris. Going to see my mom.
Take your time.
O gets into the car and starts the engine. He uses the sat-nav.
Antarctica. Here I come! Fugitive Boov! Hold still for a Rusty! Best friend Kyle!
I am not your friend!
But I will be a hero, Boov, for getting your ass. Yes! You has in nick time saved us! What is the purpose of your face? Alpine.
You are gonna ditch me?
No!
Liar!
I never lie!
Yes, you do! And you know how I know?
Well,
because
actually,
every time you lie, you turn green!
I do's not! I... poomp.
He gets back in.
Open the door, you lying frog-faced squishing toy!
No! Stop! I need your... Then I unpromise.
That's not how it works.
Oh.
You have to help me get to Paris.
But I will not. Oh. Stop! I need you.
Tip tapes O to the seat.
I must hide. I am speaking the English. You are going to not understand me.
Oh, I understand. I just don't care.
Crazy! Look out!
She swerves the car to avoid Kyle. The defense system becomes armed, and nachos and melted cheese shoot out.
Oh, come on! Stop! I need
your password!
Kyle falls over and drops his weapon, which hits the ground and fires at a petrol pump. The whole garage goes up in flames. The urinal lands, then the blue disinfectant cake with a bite taken out of it. Kyle stands up and shakes himself down.
All I wanted was his password.
Tip smiles as she drives.
This is not a sustainable friendship model.
They fly out over the sea. Nighttime in Paris, where more Bouvre spheres float in the sky, one of them with the Eiffel Tower on it. A crowd of Bouvre gather under the tower. One looks at a display which shows O's message is halfway to the Gorgs. They look up as another sphere approaches with Captain Smek in it.
So, I assume by now we have apprehended the fugitive? Anybody? You! The purple one! Not that purple, the other purple, the other purple, not that purple, this purple, that purple, that purple, the other purple, that one. Yes, you!
Oh.
So, where is he?
We do not know, sir.
What? Huh? This is number one disaster. Yeah. His message must not reach the Gorg. This planet was hard to find, and I will not abandon it. Someone fetch me my stress blankie.
So soothing.
Mm.
Kyle arrives.
Aha! Officer Kyle. Now here is a Bouvre who knows how to do his job. Tell me, you have found the fugitive?
Yes.
Joyful exclamation. And where is he?
Well, there is a tiny problem.
Tiny. Stop. As long as it's tiny, who cares?
Well, before I got the password, I erased him.
Smek hits him. O's invitation travels through space. In the car.
Ow! Quit it!
Sorry!
Look, Paris is danger for both of us. It crawls with Bouvre. Do you have a plan for once we are get there?
Not really. But I have hope.
Oh, you are bad at math.
Excuse me? I got an A in geometry.
I am only saying Bouvre are superior in this way. If probability for success falls below 50%, Bouvre give up. You do not.
Exactly.
Enough with the ripping!
Okay. Tell you what, let's have some tunage.
Come on, I wanna dance.
O changes it.
What is that?
Bouvre song. It is called Motionless and Obedient. Very big.
No. Not in my car. Driver gets to pick.
I wanna run wild in the middle of the night.
This is not even music. This is just noise.
O taps his leg. He tries to stop it, but another one taps, then another, then his chest and head.
Involuntary physical response. You have tricked me into listening to a debilitating sonic weapon.
You know, if you want humans to not hate you, you could start by liking some of our stuff.
O dances in his seat.
Confusion! What is happening to my body?
It's called dancing.
Bouvre do not dancing.
I can tell, but you're getting the hang of it.
Oh, how long before this kills me? I am not in control of my own extremities.
That's it, working.
I do not want it to work.
Hey, you know what? Bouvre rhymes with groove. Shake your Bouvre thing.
It is shaking in a most undignified way. Oh no, my hands are in the air like I just do not care. This is not how a Bouvre behaves. I am overheated with shame. I must cool my core.
Wait, what are you doing?
I will return it.
We were having fun. Oh.
O jumps out into the sea and swims down.
Oh?
Tip stops the car and waits. Nighttime, and Tip's still waiting. She sits on the bonnet and watches the video of her mum in the snow.
Are you okay? I'm
My temperature is back to happiness. And to show I do not hold against you any grudgment, I have brought you delicious snacking. Ta-da! Chewy plastic rings.
Tip kicks him.
I really do not enjoy your human gratitude customs.
Where have you been? You were gone forever.
That is not accurate. Forever is...
I thought you were dead or hurt or I don't know, but you cannot just leave someone alone like that. Put yourself in my shoes.
How could I wear your shoes? My pods are too small.
It's an expression. It means try to feel how someone else feels. I'm just a kid. I'm not supposed to be by myself all the time. This is child endangerment, which is a crime, by the way.
But when I founded you, you were already alone. So I think it is normal for you. When Boov are young, we are kept in the warming oven.
A Boov presses a button, and the babies are fed automatically.
Is this normal for humans, persons?
Well, usually we don't cross the Atlantic by ourselves until we're 16. No, none of this is normal. Don't you get it? You ruined everything. I was finally happy here. There, where I lived. With my mom. Do you know how hard it was for me to fit in? How long that took? Seventh grade girls are mean!
Yes, I see that! I did not realize! We will resume the finding of my mom.
Stop saying that! She's just my mom. Not yours, mine. How do you not understand this? How would you feel if some horrible aliens took your mother from you?
That could not happen. Boov are not having my moms.
Boov don't have families. Huh. No wonder you take things and don't care about anybody else.
Oh looks sad and thoughtful.
So, you're my mom is a very important human's person to you. More important than others. To not belong with her causes you being sad.
Tip looks at him.
But recent moments ago, you are kicking on me and yelling, which is seeming more to be mad than sad.
Well, sometimes it's both.
So, you are sad mad.
Tip climbs back into the driver's seat. Pig sits on her lap.
Humans are more complicated than it said in the pamphlet.
O's invitation is 16 hours away from the Gorg. Captain Smek.
I vacuumed here as fast as I could. Whoa! What for is your plan for figuring out the dumb Boov's password?
I got nothing.
Oh, please, come on! I need ideas!
You! The purple one!
Oh, come on!
So?
We could type in random numbers and letters?
I like it!
Oh!
Get those big brains plugged in and working! Away!
You know what the Gorg will do if they find us!
Chomp, chomp, chomp!
A planet explodes.
And that is why we keep running away.
Whoa. Why do these Gorg hate you so much?
Because they are Gorg. We calls Gorg the takers. Because if you has something, they takes it. Like if you has a sandwich or a planet.
No, I get it. But they're not coming to this planet, right?
Oh, no. Not to worry. The big brain Boov will fix my mistake. But I will still be very punished. We has a rule, 9 mistakes and you are out.
How many mistakes do you have?
62.
You know, when I'm stressed out, my mom tells me jokes.
Boov do not do telling jokes.
Oh, it's not that hard. I'll teach you. Knock, knock. You would say, who's there?
You are there.
No, just ask me.
Well, who is there?
Now I say, the interrupting cow. Now you say, the interrupting cow who? Let's just do it. Knock, knock.
Who is there?
The interrupting cow.
The interrupting
Moo!
Cow. Well, you did not let me finish my response. I was to say the interrupting
Moo!
Cow. Oh, yeah, you did it again. Oh. That is the joke. The cow is to being an interrupting cow. It therefore interrupts me.
I know. That's why it's funny.
Moo!
Let me...
Moo!
That's enough.
I'm the interrupting cow.
Knock it off. Oh, don't make me get out more tape.
They arrive outside Paris and look at the city through binoculars.
So many booves. I said this was dumbness. I said I am doomed. But do you listen? No.
Oh, that's enough.
You are driving me to the crazy. It is never too late to run away. That is the booth motto.
Yes, but we're not doing that. I have a plan.
Is your plan to run away? Because otherwise it is stupid.
All we have to do is sneak into the city, get into the great antenna, use it to find my mom, and then sneak out again. See?
But it still will not work, because my face is known. If I am seen by any boob, I am 100% popular for being arrested.
Ha! What if I could fix that?
Tip opens her pink heart-shaped makeup case and lays everything out. She scares O with the tweezers and lipstick, then puts some face powder on him and a beauty spot just above his lip.
Hold still. First, beauty mark.
Hey, letting
whoa,
me see.
Whoa! Not
give
yet.
To me, give to me.
Give me that mirror.
But it is like looking at a completed stranger.
No, I'm not done. It's not even...
You are a worker of miraculous transformation. Who is this boob? I do not know.
All right, O.
He falls over.
Alpine.
In the city, the car's been parked in an apartment with a large round hole in the wall. When one of the traffic officers leaves his post, O runs out and stands in his dish. Tip runs after him, and a bubble closes over them. Then they take off.
Express elevator departing.
The dish and bubble float up to a huge half sphere and in through a hole in the side of it. The chamber is full of big brain boov working in little bubbles.
Whoa! This is uber freaky. These are the smartest boov you have?
Shh! You must be very quiet. You do not want to break their concentration. Ah!
2 minutes until the invitation reaches the Gorg.
Oh, what is it?
I thought the big brain boovs would have stopped my invitation by now, but they have still not figured out my password. How is this possible?
Wait a minute. Does this mean those horrible monster guard thingies will come to Earth?
To Smekland, yes.
And what happens then?
Then there will be no finding of my mom.
Then you've got to fix this.
Yes. Hurry. Yeah, by the way, is your skull flexible?
What?
Yeah, never mind. It will be probably okay. Hold still.
Two tubes plug into O's head, then Tip's as well. Their tongues hang out, and their bubble fills with little bubbles. Tip finds herself in a huge chamber.
Wow.
O brings up the message.
30 seconds to doom. I shall input my password. It is. My name is O, and Captain Speck is great, and anyone who does not think that is a poomp. What?
Wonder why no one guessed that.
I do not know.
Did it work?
Impossible. That is password. That is the... Oh, no. Caps lock.
He writes it again with 7 seconds to go.
Come on.
In space, the message travels towards the Gorg ship. O types as fast as he can and hits send with 1 second remaining. A Gorg receives the message symbol on his monitor, but then it disappears.
Yes!
The big brain boovs unplug and celebrate.
It worked! Oh!
You did it, O!
Oh! That was closeness.
Okay, on your feet. Oh. You still have to find my mom.
Oh, that is simplicity. We shall now searching on...
Lucy. Lucy Tucci.
Lucy Tucci.
Australia.
It zooms in on a man.
Observe my mom.
That's not funny.
This is not your my mom?
Are you kidding? That's not her!
Sure?
I know, okay? You've been saying that for 2 weeks. Please, she has big green eyes and beautiful brown skin. So tell me where she is, or find me a boov who can.
Tip smiles.
Please.
Oh! Gratuity Tucci looks just like Tiny My Mom!
Gratuity Tucci, why for?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you!
O enjoys her hug.
I can't believe it! My mom's in Australia!
And I has canceled my Evite! I can finally come out of the hiding!
Yes!
Uh-oh.
They're completely surrounded by armed Boov. Some of them move to reveal Captain Smek.
Well, well, well.
Hello?
Hold my crown, and be very careful. It's the only one. Well, well, well. Did you really think you could escape?
Escape? No, no, no. You see, I was just coming
Despite
to tell you...
Despite your elaborate disguise, the computer recognized you as... The Fugitive Boov!
But he's a hero Boov now.
Yes, I has fixed my mistake.
Yes, but before that, you has made your mistake.
But I...
And many mistakes before that.
Wait, I
many,
have not...
Many, 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 many...
Actually, I
had... Many mistakes before that. So, I still has to erase you.
Why?
You cannot guarantee you would not make a mistake again.
But I would not.
But you might.
But I would not.
But you might.
But I would not.
Oh, we could go round and round. Let's do it again.
But I would not.
But you might.
But I would not.
I love this.
But I would not.
Bored now.
But I would not.
Erase him.
Drop the bubble guns, or I will mess with this gravity thingy.
She's bluffing.
She could not possibly reach the gravity thingy.
Oh, curse you and your tippy-toe tallness. But no problem. Boov technology is far too complicated for simple humans, girl, to figure out.
Excuse me? This humans girl got an A in geometry.
She turns it upside down.
She figured it out! Run for my life! Out of my way! I am captain!
The floating half-sphere, with the Eiffel Tower on it, slowly starts to tip over, and some of the Boov fall off into the river below. Tip and O hold onto a bike rail.
Grab on! Oh no! I can't hold you! You weigh like 1,000 pounds!
Let go!
What?
Trust me!
They let go and knock Kyle out of his bubble into another one.
Sorry, it is my duty to run away first.
What are you waiting for?
I cannot touch. It will not work if I drive it.
Fine, I'll drive.
Tip holds the red ball and their bubble takes off.
Alpine!
The bubble bursts.
You are a terrible driver.
They slide in the metal dish down the tower and off a ski jump slope at the end. They land on the needle, which is now pointing down towards the ground, and go through a bunch of yellow umbrellas picked up by a clear-up orb. Kyle jumps in a bubble and flies towards them.
Whoa! Come on. Come on, come on.
Bon appetit.
I know you don't.
I am not paying for that.
They swing through a mass of statues, and a scary gargoyle lands on Kyle's bubble. Tip and O grab an umbrella and float down onto a golden horse statue.
Come on, stupid horse!
The tip of the tower crashes through the building behind them. Kyle lands on the ground.
That was cool.
The horse statue lands on top of him. Pig sleeps in the car. Kyle flies up to the roof as Tip and O reach the end.
Aha! This time I got you and you cannot escape!
Fugitive Boov detected.
I was wrong!
His bubble bursts and he falls into a bin.
Ah! Oh no!
Tip and O are trapped on the roof and have to stop. The tip of the Eiffel Tower's needle scrapes past Tip's face, then tilts back down towards the ground.
Look! I has found our car!
Pig!
The Eiffel Tower hangs upside down as Tip and O fly away. Van Gogh's Starry Night painting is on the back seat.
I do not know why for you brought that.
We already had food in the car.
It's not food, it's art.
Oh, then it is bad. Stars do not look like that.
It's not about how they look. It's about how they feel.
They feel hot.
Okay, math whiz. How long till we get to Australia?
17.9348 hours. And then Gratuity Tucci will see my mom.
Whoa! Hear that, pig? I can't wait to tell mom I actually went to Paris, which you know she always wanted to do. Hey, maybe we could both come back here. We do have a flying car now. How do you say cat in French? Oh, I think it's chat.
Tip notices O looking sadly out at the city.
What is the purpose of your face?
I... has confusion. I do not wish to be erased. But maybe Captain Smek is right. It is possible I will continue making hilarious mistakes.
Probably.
That is not making me feel better.
Nobody's perfect. You know, my mom says, your mistakes are what make you human.
That is not what makes you boov. Gratuity Tucci. Before we came, Captain Smek told us that the humans needed us. That the humans were just like the animals, and that we could to make them better, teach to them. We were told the humans were simple and backwards. It is what we thought. But I am thinking now that we were thinking wrong, and that Captain Smek is the wrongest. I am thinking the Boov should never have come to Smekland, to Earthland. So I am saying the sorry to you, Gratuity Tucci.
Tip looks at O for a moment. Then she takes the car keys out of her pocket and drops them in his hand.
Call me Tip.
O smiles and turns pink. Tip plays ukulele.
It was a new home, a new country. I tried to make friends at school, but I was like this nerd from Barbados.
But you did to get an A in geometry.
Yeah, I did.
I know when the other boobs said O. They were not happy to see me. The truth is, among Boov, I do not fit in. I fit out.
A picture of Tip's mom.
She is so amazing. She saved up everything she had so we can move and things would be better for us.
Oh, I cannot wait to meet my mom.
They fly over snow-covered mountains.
My name is Captain Smek. Shush, shush, shush.
Boov technology is far too complicated for a simple human's girl to figure out.
Tip takes a selfie of her, Pig, and Doe together. O takes one of him and Tip laughing in the front of the car. Later, O looks round at Tip, sleeping under a blanket on the back seat. When she turns over, the blanket falls off, and he gently pulls it on her again. He turns up the music and starts dancing while he drives, his body moving by itself. He stops to stroke Pig, who's curled up asleep beside him on the passenger seat. Pig looks out at the rain. Beyond the clouds, the stars shine brightly, like in Van Gogh's painting. O looks at it and smiles, understanding. He adjusts the rearview mirror so he can look at Tip on the back seat, and his face glows a warm pink. They fly over dark jungle. When the sun rises, Tip's asleep in the back, cuddling Pig, and O's asleep in the front, snoring. Tip wakes up and looks outside. They're surrounded by Boov bubbles, all flying through the sky in the same direction.
How did they find us?
I do not know.
An officer looks into the car, and they duck.
They're not attacking.
Because they are running away.
Why are they running away?
There can only be one reason.
In space, the dark star-shaped Gorg mothership flies through the rings of Saturn, with thousands of mini-ships flying out of it towards the booth.
Drop that.
Gorg! This makes no sense! I stopped the message! Gorg cannot divining us!
Then how did they?
There must be some other reason!
The black ship flies amongst them.
Oh! Behind us!
Engage weapon system!
We have a weapon system?
O fires backwards.
Go! Burrito torpedo!
Drop it!
Yes! We've been hit! We're losing Grape Escape! We lost Tangerine Twist!
If we lose Busta Lime, I cannot control! Click and ticket, we are to crash!
Oh!
They fly down between huge monolithic rocks covered in foliage and crash land in the jungle. They both get out.
No, Slushius, no! Don't just stand there, help! Come on, Slushius, no!
All the drink leaks out, and the car's power dies.
She's gone.
We are doomed.
I'll never make it to Australia.
I will now sing the Boov death song.
O rolls round. Tip spots a column of purple smoke.
A Gorg ship!
It is rude to interrupt the death song.
Maybe you could take the parts from it to fix our car.
I cannot. Those are Gorg parts. They are metric.
We're not getting this close and giving up. Come on.
No! Always with the running towards danger.
Stop being such a boob. It's our only chance. Come on.
This has low probability of success.
They find the crashed Gorg ship beyond the trees.
Let's go.
Wait.
For what?
For you to change your mind.
Come on.
O turns yellow as he follows Tip through the trees. He picks up a stick, which they both hold out in front of them. They reach the damaged ship.
There's no pilot.
It is just a drone. That could have been badness. But we are not safety. Gorg mothership will be here soon enough.
Can you use any of this?
Broken. Useless. Likely lost thermonuclear fission.
O finds something.
What is it?
It is Gorg's super chip.
Why is it called a super chip?
It is mostly marketing. But it is key for the Gorg are having machines that are stronger and better at everything, so we can never fight them with equaltude.
Can we use it to fix Slushius?
Yes, the Slushius will fly again.
Yes!
O turns orange with delight.
It was low probability of success.
Some boob you are.
Quickly, we must fix the Slushius and find my mom.
My mom?
That is the thing I said.
I knew this would all work out!
They fix the car and fly away.
You are awesome! I'm gonna find my mom, you're gonna show everybody the super chip and be a big hero, and even Captain Smack will have to... Whoa. That's a lot of people.
The green ground is covered in round complexes. Down in the streets, the humans wave and celebrate as the Boov run to the red outback desert to be picked up by spheres that suck them up through tubes and fly them to the mothership.
Wow, you guys really are good at running away.
Yes, we are.
O watches a ship fly up towards them and past the car.
Look, over there! That's where we saw my mom!
O drives the car down and parks in the street. He grabs the keys and the Gorg super chip.
Hurry up! It's the last ship!
He watches the Boov run.
It's okay, Pig. I'll be back with Mom.
O looks upset.
We're almost there!
Over here!
What?
Hurry!
O pulls her to the evacuation in the desert.
I don't understand. She's in there?
Yes.
Tell me the truth.
There is no time. You can come with me. You will be safety.
My mom's not on that ship, is she?
You promised to help me find her and you're leaving? You lied to me.
No, a lie is a bad thing. I did a thing so you can live.
Well, I'm not going. My mom is here.
You will never find her. It is 100%. Staying now does not make hope. Gorg Mothership will be here soon. It destroys planets. We must run away now!
No!
Ugh, it is true. Humans persons cannot even understand simple, simple things. I am saving you. I am being your friend.
No, you're just running away.
You don't leave your family. But you can't understand that because you're just a boo. You've never been my friend.
O watches Tip run off. He looks at the Boov sphere and changes color, not knowing what to do.
Wait!
Final escape pod departing.
O starts to run after Tip, then changes his mind and runs over to the evacuation sphere. The tubes suck up the last two Boov. O jumps, and a tube picks him up just in time. Tip watches the sphere fly away. The evacuation sphere flies up towards the Boov mothership, chased by hundreds of small Gorg ships. O stands fearfully amongst his fellow Boov as they enter the mothership through a hole in the side, and the Gorg crash into it. They all stand and watch the onslaught.
Oh, I hate upon the Gorg! They are always finding us!
The Gorg mothership!
The huge Gorg ship rises up in front of them, dwarfing their blue spherical ship. A Gorg at the controls puts his tentacled hand on a monitor and flies pointed end first towards the Boov.
We are doomed! Run away!
Make a path! I'm holding a baby!
O takes out the super chip and runs towards the controls.
It is the fugitive Boov!
He is running towards the danger!
Stop him!
The Gorg accelerate towards them. O runs over to the bubble-shaped control center and puts the super chip in it. A turbojet of green fire comes out of their ship, and they speed away. The Gorg at the controls roars angrily as he watches them escape. When the turbo boost ends, the Boov fall back to the floor, landing on top of each other.
Captain, we are achieving new highest speeds!
What has you done? What is that thing?
It is Gorg's super chip.
What?
Gorg drone crashed, and I ran to it, and I found the chip.
Enough!
You ran to a Gorg?
He runs towards the danger?
What kind of Boov is he?
He is like a super Boov.
No, no, no! He is not a super Boov! There is only one super Boov on this ship, and you know who it is you're looking at him. I invented running away, and look at this. I have the shusher. I am your captain.
But you are not good, Captain. You told us these things, and we all believed them. I believed them. But then I met a human's person. And she is not like you said. She is brave and smart and cares about other humans' persons in a way that we Boov do not even care about each other. She even cares about me. And I've done very little to earn that. The Boov may be superior in many ways.
Yeah.
But not in the ways that I now think are most important.
Smek looks worried.
Oh, big deal! I have had enough! Shush!
Kyle stops him.
That is enough shushing.
How dare you shushing?
O is right. We need a new captain. I thinks it should be O.
Me? No.
No,
He cannot be captain. I have the shusher. I am captain.
Not anymore.
No. He will not know how to operate it. It is very complicated. At the heavy on one end, light on the other.
Stop it.
No, I am not a leader, Boov. I make far too many mistakes.
You are not the only Boov who makes mistakes. For examples, my mistake is not being your friend.
Kyle gives O the shusher.
All hail Captain O!
Ah, I saw who did that! Ah, I hold grudges, you know!
The Boov turn orange and surround O, applauding him. O holds the shusher, looking uncertain. Down on Earth,
I still remember.
Tip runs through the crowds of celebrating humans, smiling with anticipation. But then she stops and takes in the vast number of them.
I still remember when time was.
Flashes go off on the Boov ship as they take pictures of O. On Earth, Tip shows people her phone with a photo of her mum on it. But the battery runs out, and the screen fades to black.
We're still worth saving.
Tip's face crumples with sadness. She sits on the ground under an Ask a Boov shelter and cries. Humans celebrate their new freedom all around her, oblivious to her. On the Boov ship, O's lifted up on a spiraling gold podium. He turns to look out of the window at Earth and reaches out to it as it recedes into the distance. He stands with his back to his people and cries. Confused, O touches the tear and looks at his fingers.
Here we go. Here we go.
He takes the car keys out of his pocket and looks at the picture of Tip. It makes him smile and turn pink. Tip's still sitting under the shelter, cuddling Pig with her arms over her knees and her head down.
Go away.
No, you are supposed to be saying, who is there? Then I am to be saying, moo!
Oh! I can't believe it! But I saw your ship leave!
Oh!
But you came back! What are you doing here?
It is where I belongs. You and Pigcat are my friends. And also's too. I gave you a promise.
He holds up a disc with a flashing green light on it and a line leading to a red dot. O hurries down the street with Pig sitting on his head, using the disc to guide him. Tip follows behind, putting on her shoes and tidying her hair. Tip smiles with excitement as she follows O, who holds the disc out in front of him. She takes it off him and stops, looking around at all the people. Tip spots a small group talking together up ahead. A woman standing with her back to Tip has long black hair like her mum's. The people walk away, and the woman turns round. It is her mum. She stares at Tip and takes in a shocked breath. Tip drops the disc and they run to each other and hug. Tip's mum holds her tight. O watches and turns bright pink with pleasure. Pig jumps off O's head and runs to them. O follows, but Tip's mum kicks him away and he lands on his back. Tip stops her and explains, then helps O up. Her mum takes O's hand and thanks him. He smiles. Tip and her mum hug again, while Pig rubs around their legs.
Oh, Tippy, my beautiful girl. I've been looking everywhere, Mom. I was so scared we'd never see each other again. Oh, Mom, I never would have stopped looking until I found you.
Oh. O looks shocked.
They are still looking.
He looks at the grey, egg-shaped stone on the end of the shusher and pulls it off. O twists it and opens it, revealing a bright pink light shining inside. O's eyes widen and he shuts it again.
Gorg are not the takers. Boov are.
The shadow of the Gorg ship falls over them.
We must demonstrate our affections later. There is still one problem.
Excuse me, what is that?
That is Gorg mothership. It is here to destroy the planet.
It slowly lands.
It's going to destroy the planet?
Yes, but I have a plan.
The humans run away from it. Tip and her mum get into the car with Pig. O goes with them but doesn't get in. Instead, he shuts the door, locks it, and snaps the key in the lock.
Oh? What are you doing?
I am sorry. Tip cannot come into the out now. I am fixing my mistake.
Huh? Oh! You can't do this on your own!
Maybe not. But I have hope.
No! Stop! No! Please don't do this by yourself!
O scans them with a clear-up orb, then throws it in the air.
No! 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 Ah!
It lifts the car high above him. Standing alone, O turns and looks at the vast Gorg ship, which towers over everything, green lights shining on its dark surfaces. The Gorg controller sits right at the top. O takes out the stone.
Stop!
He runs towards the ship.
Black!
Tip and her mum watch from the floating car.
Hey!
The Gorg's huge cutting machine pushes down into the ground, cracking it.
Gorg!
Oh, it is useless to yell.
Gorg!
Huge blades press down into the red earth. Tip watches O through binoculars.
They're not gonna see him! It's not gonna work! Merry Christmas!
Now?
Just open it!
A mirror.
Thank you, sweetheart, but...
What are you doing?
Distracting the driver!
Tip kicks out the sunroof and uses the mirror to reflect light onto the Gorg. He pulls down a periscope and looks at Tip through it. She points down at O, and the Gorg zooms in on the stone that O's carrying. The Gorg uses both hands to pull two levers and stop the cutting blades.
It worked! The ship's stopping!
O turns his back and jumps about celebrating, but the ship keeps moving. He looks round at the approaching ship, but can't move back because of a crack in the earth.
Stop faster!
He's gotta get out of there! Mom, help me with this thing!
Tip kicks the cleanup orb. O backs away and almost falls down the crack in the ground. The car lands. O holds the stone up as the moving, crushing blades of the Gorg ship bear down on him, blowing wind and dust in his face. He looks round at Tip, who runs towards him, then sadly at the stone.
The earth could quake to ruin.
Accepting his fate, O turns his back on the Gorg ship and throws the stone to Tip, moments before a huge mechanical flat foot crashes down on him. Then the ship stops. Tip falls to her knees and stares at the still, silent Gorg ship. Behind her, a crowd of people watch in disbelief. Tip spots the stone in front of her and slowly picks it up. She holds it, breathing deeply, as her mum runs up behind her, carrying Pig.
Take us down forevermore.
Tip runs to her and holds her tightly. They both drop to their knees, locked in an embrace. Pig joins in as Tip cries.
But it's as real as you and me.
Tip and her mum stand and watch as the huge foot of the Gorg ship slowly lifts up. The dust clears, revealing O standing under it, completely unharmed. Tip runs to him.
Oh!
She hugs him, and he smiles, turning pink.
You're alive! You scared me so bad!
You were scared? I almost made a number three.
Not too hard. It is still a possibility.
They look round at the Gorg ship as a long ramp running along its base drops down. A bright white light shines from within, and green lines run across the dark floor. A Gorg walks down the ramp and stands before them, a strange tall creature with two octopus legs, a narrow waist and broad shoulders with spikes sticking out of them, and two long swinging octopus-like arms. He has a small pointed head and eyes that glow like fire. Tip's mum gives the stone to Tip. She goes down on one knee and hands it to O. He turns and offers it up to the Gorg, whose eyes widen. The Gorg's black metal face begins to open up, revealing a small, cute orange alien with big eyes, short legs, and long arms sitting inside it. It climbs out of the face and walks unsteadily down the arm to stand on a pad of suckers. It looks emotionally at the stone with purple eyes and takes it from O. The Gorg takes the top off the stone and looks inside it. Hundreds of tiny baby Gorg swim around in the pink liquid. It puts the lid back on and talks with O.
Wapak tu sekira uru
Poloto Tava Chaiko Tutya
Saluber tu Ira Wapa.
O looks round at Tip, who waves at the Gorg.
Kabriska.
The Gorg and O smile at each other. Then it climbs back up to the face and walks back to its ship.
What was all that?
Not all Gorg speak has humans' words, but it turns out Gorg was not here because of my invitation, though Gorg would have been happy to attend. Gorg was here because Gorg was tracking the rock.
What was in that thing?
Gorg family. It is entire next generation.
All of them?
All of them.
The ramp closes and the Gorg ship takes off. O, Tip, her mum, and Pig watch it.
No wonder they've been chasing you.
Oh, not they. He. Apparently that Gorg is last Gorg. That is why Rock was so important. Without it, he was a lonely, and would someday be extinctly, which made Gorg cranky and irrational and physically violent. He was just like humans, girl. He was sad mad.
Tip hugs O as the people run up to them, cheering.
Thanking you. Thanking you. High hand touching. Yeah, get in here. High hand touching. High. You are too slow. High hand touching. Yeah, no, no, that hurt.
They surround O and his friends. 2 weeks later, the cities on Earth are back to normal. Pig eats ice cream from a tub on the pavement, then runs back to the apartment past Tip's car. Inside, the humans and Boov are having a party. Pig sits on O's head.
Pig cat!
Hey, yo!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Hello, friend Kyle!
You know, I have that same car.
Hi, my mom.
Hi, O.
Awesome party, O!
Parties are so much more fun when other people show up. Is it time to pick it up a level?
Yes! This is gonna be sweet!
Drop it like it has a high temperature!
Come on, I wanna dance!
O plays some music, and Kyle's legs start tapping by themselves. Other Boov look confused as their bodies start moving and dancing, even the big brain Booves.
Oh no! What is happening to my body?
They all dance.
Shake your booving!
My hands are in the air like I just do not care!
I has a new start in a new home with new friends. And now, every day is best day ever!
Outside, the streets are full of people dancing under colourful lights. On the moon, Smek DJs for the Boov, who dance in unison. Further back in space, the Gorg dances around its pink babies, who dance in a long, winding line. More alien ships approach Earth.
You are all invited to a party! Just head to the Milky Way. Turn right at the Big Dipper. Third planet from the sun. Look for my balloon! Come party!